This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Profoundly Pointless. My name is Nick Van Zandt. I want to thank you for taking time to listen to our first episode. It's awful. If you're checking out this podcast for the first time, man, this episode is bad. It's really bad. And I would encourage you to check out some of our newer episodes. We talk to some really fascinating people. Really fascinating people with these interesting stories and amazing insight into the world around us. The only reason I think to listen to this first episode is if you like those kind of movies where it's so bad, you can't stop watching it. We really thought hard about deleting it because it is such a huge departure from our current episodes. But it's also our first episode. And we're kind of proud of it. So if you want to experience some cringe, keep listening. Okay. I'm already off to a bad start. Like, literally, if I was listening to this right now, I hate me. I would have immediately clicked off and been like, nope, not doing this, buddy. But look, my name is Nick, and I'm starting this podcast basically because I'm now in my mid-30s, and I find myself with a lot of questions about life, and I find myself in this position where I just kind of want to create something. Like, I want to do stuff. I don't know what, I don't know where it's going to lead or anything like this, but I want to do something. And that's what really has me honestly pretty nervous about doing this, because I don't actually want any of the people that I know to listen to it. Like, that's my big fear with doing this, is that I'm going to do this podcast and somebody I work with or I know or I'm friends with from back home is going to hear it. And then what happens? Because I feel like there's no way, even if it's really, really good, for that not to be awkward, at least for me, because in the back of my mind, all I'm going to be thinking, if somebody says to me, hey, I heard your podcast, all I'm going to be thinking in the back of my mind is, they hate it. Soon as we leave this conversation, they're going to like roll their eyes and just be, did you see this, or did you hear this giant piece of garbage that moron just put up on the internet and thought it was going to be okay, and people weren't going to call him out on that. But the name of this podcast, I think, is still a little bit up in the air, because I'm not sure what I'm going to title it. It's going to be like, let's see where this goes, or something along those lines. Because I didn't listen to anything else. I just wanted to kind of start this and to see exactly what happens. But my format, I think, is going to be, I'm going to talk about something that's kind of going on or something that I'm wondering about, then I'm going to call one of my friends, talk to them with an important question about daily life. And then I love top 10 lists. So I want to do an irreverent, I believe is the correct word, top 10 list. Like something just that, something stupid. The first thing I want to talk about is just, I'm in my mid-30s, if I haven't mentioned that already, and my life is not, it's not what I thought it was going to be. I'm not complaining. Like, I'm not complaining. It's just that when I was 10 or 20 or 25 or whatever, I thought my life would be different than this. Like, I never thought that I would be sitting in a house in Tucson, Arizona, talking into a microphone and putting it out there. And the reason that I think about this so much is because I just wonder, did I make a mistake somewhere? You know, did I go to the wrong school? Did I make the wrong friends? Did I choose the wrong job? Like, was there some, not even necessarily a big mistake, but like a little mistake? Like, I didn't say hi to somebody in a grocery store one time, and somehow that set my life on a completely different path than what I thought it was going to be. So I find myself wondering, did I make a mistake somewhere? Is this subconsciously what I really wanted? Because I am happy. Like, did I subconsciously make choices that put me into this position that I didn't think that I would be in? Or is this kind of the way that things worked out? Like, this is the hand you got, man. And that's how it is. And again, I'm not complaining. I find myself wondering. So that's my rant, big question of the day. I'm now gonna, let's call one of my friends.
I'm so excited.
Jesus Christ.
I was wondering what you were going to say as soon as I called you.
I've been waiting around since 3 o'clock. It is 3:02.
See, but that's where I think that it's almost rude to call somebody right on time. Because I've been sitting next to my computer, ready to go, and I thought I should call him. No, I should wait until at least 2 minutes, and then I got your text message.
Nope, I've been sitting here in my underwear waiting for this forever.
Are you going straight underwear, or what are you doing?
Just straight underwear. Straight whitey tighties with the stains in the back, too.
All right, so I'm already recording. Let's just jump into this.
I have no idea what this is for, and I'm excited about that. I'm literally excited.
This is what my big question, this is my first question for you. When I told you about this podcast, that I wanted to do this, what was your honest reaction? Is this a terrible idea, a good idea? What do you think?
To be honest, I thought it was a joke. So I wouldn't say worried. I'm a little apprehensive, but I'm here. So that's what counts, I guess.
All right, well, we'll try to make you a little bit more comfortable. Let's talk about something that you want to talk about. The World Cup. How many games do you think that you've watched?
I mean, like, actually watched? Because...
seen on TV. I mean, what do you mean actually watched? Like, if you're watching it, you're watching it.
I mean, luckily for me, I have a job where I have TVs all around me. So I would say I've caught a snippet of every single game. Now, in terms of games that I've actually watched, a lot of them I've had to go back at night and rewatch. So I'd say I've probably watched so far probably 60% of the games, I'd say.
So you're well-versed with the players and everything.
I'd like to think so, sure.
All right, so give me your top three most attractive men playing in the World Cup.
Oh, my God. Most attractive
players? Top three most attractive players. You've been watching. Don't tell me that you haven't thought about it. Ronaldo's a beautiful man.
See, this is what I was worried about this podcast. You're going to flip this into something. I don't know what it is yet.
But can you answer the question or not?
I mean, I would prefer not to be honest with you. How about this? I will agree with you that Cristiano Ronaldo is a gorgeous man.
All right. So one of the other things that I'm going to try to do on this is I want to have top 10 lists, but we didn't really make it to top 10. So I want to get your opinion on this. And this one is actually going to be in order starting at the top. Top 10 kinds of meat. And I'm not talking about, like, let's not get into specifics about is this, this, is this, that. I'm going to go number one steak. Do you have any disagreement with that?
Yes. My number one meat is brisket.
It kind of threw me off. I don't know what kind of meat that is. Is that beef? What is that?
Yeah, it's beef. It's like the underbelly of the cow that you smoke it for like 12 hours and it's delicious.
Okay, fair enough. Number two, I have beef in general.
What? Beef in general?
General beef. You can do so much with it. You can have cheeseburgers. You can have all kinds of stuff. Just generalized beef.
Are there even 10 kinds of meats out there? Like,
I only got to 9. I got to 9. Look, you're...
I mean, if we're going generic, then yes, number one would be beef.
You're already switching up.
Number two would be chicken.
No, see, chicken to me is 3. Chicken because it's not, it's cheap, it's pretty pervasive, it's easy to get, but it's ultimately just not as good as beef or steak.
But isn't steak is beef?
Yeah, but let's not get into that. I'm just saying generalized beef. Like, if I have a choice between here's steak and here's just some beef, I'm going to choose steak over that beef.
But beef had, like, what kind of beef are you having? You have sirloin, you know what I mean? Like, it's
too complicated. That's too complicated for me. Number four, I'm going to go ham.
Well, then, so four is pork, then?
No, pork I have is number 5. I feel that there's a difference between ham and pork, but don't sleep on pork.
I literally have no idea what the hell you're talking about right now.
But do you disagree that it goes currently steak, beef in general, chicken, ham, and then pork?
Yes, I would rank any pork at the bottom. I do not like pork.
Number 6 I have is hot dogs.
See, hot dogs are above pork for me, but below beef and chicken.
Do you consider hot dogs to be different than sausages?
Yes, but only for one reason, because my favorite kind of sausage is chorizo, and that's a different kind of meat than, like, regular pork sausage.
Okay. 7, I have turkey. I find turkey to be completely worthless outside of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's why no one fucking eats it outside of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's worthless. It's completely overrated, in my opinion.
And it's horrible. Ask my Uncle Joe about Thanksgiving 2001.
I'm okay.
Set the house on fire. God bless his soul.
Number 8 or 9, I've lost track. But number 8, I've got deer, elk, buffalo, all those kind of things that are good, but you just wish they were beef.
No, actually, that's a great point. And seriously, venison, if you've never had venison, which is deer for the uneducated people like yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah, venison, actually, you know what? Venison might be a dark horse for me. That might be number 3 or 4 now.
You're going to go that high with venison.
Oh, dude, it's so good. It's such an organic experience. It's like fishing, whoa, you know. What?
An organic experience.
Yeah, you know, like you shoot the deer, you go home, you gut it, you skin it, you get the meat, you know.
Okay.
You cook it. It's awesome. I mean, you're not going to go out and kill a cow and start gutting that, you know, if you're just a regular person.
No, I agree with you. Number 9, I tried to get to 10. I only got to 9, is lamb. Only because I remember having a gyro once, and I thought that was pretty good.
First off, it's not gyro. It's gyro or euro.
Is it?
Yeah, it's euro.
I always thought it was gyro.
That's because you watch the Arby commercials, you doofus.
Arby's is not. That, speaking of which, where are you going to put roast beef?
I'm not a roast beef guy.
Okay, so let's recap. I'm going to recap our list. I've got steak, beef in general, chicken, ham, pork, hot dogs, turkey, deer, and then lamb. And then roast beef.
I mean, that's a fair list, I think.
And since I completely forgot to do it at the beginning of this, that was my friend John Shaw. That's going to go ahead and end this episode. I think we finally settled on a name. We're going to go with Profoundly Pointless. If you like this, download, subscribe, like, all those kind of things. We're also on all the social media platforms. And if you didn't like it, if it just made you angry just to listen to it, let me know. Because I'd actually like to interview you and see what it was about it that was just awful to you. Again, this is Profoundly Pointless. I think we're going to go ahead and try to put up another episode next Wednesday, which I believe would be the 18th. Thanks for listening. Bye.